You've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday, the 23rd day of July 2010. For the next 30 minutes, we have an exclusive interview with Governor Jesse Ventura, of course, with his hit TV show, now going into its second season. They're producing Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura. He has had trouble all over the country. Most of this we can't talk about because it's the TV show, but now the harassment, the Homeland Security surveillance has gotten so bad that the governor wants to talk about this pattern here today, and we're very honored that he contacted us yesterday to give us this exclusive. I'm also playing my own part in the show as a consultant. But the headline at InfoWars.com by Kurt Nemo, exclusive, Jesse Ventura talks with Alex Jones about government harassment of his TV show. And it is really intensifying. Governor, thank you for joining us.
Hi, Alex. Great to be here. And again, I come on the air with you, Alex, just to inform the public out there of exactly what's going on with our U.S. government, it seems.
Well, we appreciate you coming here first, sir.
Well, you know, ABC or NBC or none of them are going to air what I'm going to talk about. You can bet on that. And I know that this is the place where freedom speaks.
Have you had a chance to see the ABC news story that tries to make a joke about the harassment? It says Jesse Ventura brings his conspiracy theories to the Capitol.
No, I didn't look at it. But, you know, what they always say in the entertainment world, any publicity is good.
Absolutely, as long as they get your name right.
Yeah.
Governor, break down the latest or the history of this, wherever you'd like to start.
Well, you know, the latest is, of course, we're doing it's the second season, so they told me that I could do an episode on the murder of John F. Kennedy, which to me is the corner post. That's the pillar of everything, the downfall, in my opinion, of our country in the last 50 years. Was because if you can murder the president and get away with it, what can't you get away with? And what we did, we wanted to take a finishing shot, very humble, of simply me standing in front of the eternal flame at Arlington National Cemetery. No talking, no anything. And bear in mind, Kevin Costner did it in JFK. They filmed him there. Well, we went to this character, this Ken Hawes, who's the U.S. Army Chief of Public Affairs, and he denied it and wouldn't let me do it. We did it anyway, though, Alex. We got the shot. In fact, the security people there were very helpful, and they even moved people out of the way. So obviously it didn't filter to the guy on the ground. This was happening in the upper echelon, trying to do it the correct way. But I went to my Congresswoman, Michelle Bachmann, immediately, and I said, what is this? And she got outraged. She said, you have First Amendment rights. She contacted, let me read what happened real quickly. On July 22nd, 2010, we called back and asked to speak with Mr. Hawes. We were told that Mr. Hawes was in Chicago filming blah, blah, blah. Nevertheless, the gentleman we spoke with said that he had discussed the matter with Mr. Hawes and said they considered the topic of your particular episode inappropriate. After receiving Mr. Hawes' cell phone number, we called him in Chicago to find out why you were not allowed to film at Arlington National Cemetery. According to Mr. Hawes, Arlington National Cemetery has a policy of prohibiting stand-up filming. Additionally, Mr. Hawes stated that you were denied in part because of the nature of your television program. Specifically, he stated the topic of your particular episode, which alleges that the United States government was directly involved in the assassination of President John F. Kennedy, is contrary to the mission of the United States Army. Now, first of all, we don't say that in the episode. The episode isn't even finished. How would this guy know it, Alex? How would he know at all what position we were taking on this? We were merely investigating it. But where does he get off doing public policy and putting his opinion in on whether someone can or cannot be allowed to do something?
Governor, this is incredible. You have the Army trying to set the precedent in a national park of who and can film and can't, and saying no one's allowed to when the news media is down there every week. I see it constantly. This is so dangerous. Stay there. We're going to come back from a quick break and pick your brain about some of the other things that have happened, but expand on this. But what a dangerous precedent where the government says you can't film at national parks unless we agree with your message. Since when is the Army running this country internally?
That sound could save your life. In our fast-changing world, you and your loved one may have limited time to escape dangerous nuclear radiation after a power plant accident, terror attack, or dirty bomb explosion. When that happens, you'll be glad you have Nuke Alert. More than just a radiation detector, Nuke Alert is a patented radiation monitor and alarm used nationwide by federal, state, and local first responders and the Department of Defense. Nuke Alert, attached to your keychain, is always with you and on 24/7 to promptly warn you of unseen but dangerously rising radiation levels. Nuke Alert incorporates a 10-year battery backed up by a 10-year warranty. See Nuke Alert in action at KI4U.com. That's K-I, the number 4, the letter U.com. When ordering anything at KI4U.com, type in GCN in the comment box at checkout and you'll get free two of their new just-released peel and stick rad sticker decimeters as a free bonus. Go to KI4U.com today and be ready for anything nuclear unleashed tomorrow.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Again, it's Friday, July 23rd, 2010. Governor Jesse Ventura joins us live from California. The last few days he was in D.C., part of a pattern of the government trying to block his First Amendment rights and selectively doing this for people's political or views, period, just on the country. Governor, for those who just joined us, recap what's happened, get more into what Congresswoman Bachman is saying, and the Army trying to block you from a national park.
Well, what happened, we're doing a show on the murder of John F. Kennedy, and apparently the Army doesn't like it, and they're in charge of Arlington National Cemetery, and the gentleman's name is Ken Hawes, spelled A-H-A-W-E-S. For those listeners out there that are as outraged as I am, I'll give you his phone number, 310-235-7621. Again, 310-235-7621. And so I went to my Congresswoman, Michelle Bachman, when they refused to let me film there going through proper channels. And I'll read again. After receiving Mr. Hawes' cell phone number, we called him in Chicago to find out why you were not allowed to film at Arlington National Cemetery. According to Mr. Hawes, Arlington National Cemetery has a policy of prohibiting stand-up filming. That's not true because Kevin Costner got filmed there for the movie JFK with Oliver Stone. You see it in the film. Additionally, Mr. Hawes stated that you were denied in part because of the nature of your television program. Specifically, he stated, the topic of your particular particular episode which alleges that the United States government was directly involved in the assassination of President John F. Kennedy is contrary to the mission of the United States Army.
So now the Army bureaucrats are deciding what Americans can do inside the country.
Apparently, or they have control over what you can film. And, I was a governor, a mayor. I'm a U.S. Navy Vietnam veteran. John Kennedy was a Navy man. I'll bet you if President Kennedy could speak out on this, he would be more than happy to let me film at his eternal flame.
Well, the issue is I've seen the news many times filmed there, and as you mentioned, it's in many films and documentaries and the film JFK, which is saying it was a government operation. So they're clearly discriminating against you, and it just shows this atmosphere of government control where the government's involved in productions of movies, where the Army will try to block people even, interviewing people in the military.
You know what the bottom line is, Alex? These people are supposed to work for us. We pay their salaries. It's called paying your taxes. That's what irks me a great deal, is the fact that I pay this guy's salary, and yet he has the ability to deny me from getting photographed by whom I consider the greatest president in my lifetime at his eternal flame because he happens to not like the content of my program and where we're going, because some of us believe the Warren Commission's a crock of you-know-what, and we still seek the truth even today. By the way, on another subject, she wouldn't go on air with me. It's kind of the same subject, but I did sit down with Marina Oswald for 2.5 hours.
Wow, tell us about that.
Well, she wouldn't go on the air, but I think the most dynamic thing was this. She said this to me, Alex. She said, nobody cares anymore. And I tried to convince her that, yes, we do, because this is the cornerstone of corruption. If they can kill the president and get away with it, then they can do anything. And I said, it's important that history and we learn the truth, no matter how delayed it is, if indeed that we've been lied to. And she looked me right in the eye, and she said, would you sacrifice your children for the truth? And I looked at her and said, no. And she said, neither will I.
That means she's being threatened.
Well, it doesn't mean she's necessarily being threatened, but it means that certainly she feels that there is still a threat out there, that if maybe she spoke out and said what she really felt, that her children could come in some type of danger. At least that's, the way it was intimated to me, and that's what I took from it, was that she's still very protective of her children, and she's 69 years old now. She speaks pretty good English, and she's been married to her husband, Mr. Porter, since 2 years after the killing.
Of course, the wife of Lee Harvey Oswald, her husband clearly set up. It's now admitted that he was CIA at that airbase in Japan, and that they had him infiltrate Russia and then brought him back. Of course, the film JFK covers all of that with historical accuracy. Governor, off air, you said, boy, the government sure is acting guilty, not just with this JFK thing, but
everything. Everything we look into, Alex, the government behaves like they're guilty and hiding something. Let me put it to you this way, and I won't say where I was, but I've now been tailed and put on by Homeland Security. I've been tailed by the Coast Guard, and we don't do anything illegal, Alex. Everything we do on the show is above board. We try to go through proper channels, and we simply, if something requires us to go on the water, we do it in international waters or waters that are supposed to be free to the public. But yet, we tried to hire a boat, and when they found out what we wanted to do, none of the fishermen would take us out. You know why? Because anybody on the coast now, their licenses fall under Homeland Security, and Homeland Security can pull their license if they don't like what they're doing. I like to refer to Homeland Security today as the Gestapo.
Well, absolutely. You've got almost every major federal agency under it, and now under the Real ID Act, they want you to have a federally licensed through the state ID card to even be able to work. It's a total tracking system, and you also went somewhere where you were threatened to be shot.
Well, yeah, they have areas in the country where they have signs up that say lethal force is authorized, which I find unbelievable. Whatever happened to a trial, whatever happened to going to court, you know, how can you be judge, jury, and executioner in one fell swoop? Now, not saying that they necessarily have or did, but there's areas in this country where they've posted that lethal force is authorized if you cross this line.
And there's not even a fence. It's just you cross some magical line on a, on a dune buggy, you're dead.
Yep. Well, you could be. It's not saying that you are, but they're authorized to take you out with lethal force if they desire.
Well, Governor, I mean, as you know, in 1947, the CIA got unlimited money, funding, and secrecy. And if you've got 60 years of a group being able to operate with unlimited funds and power, I mean, they've been caught shipping in narcotics. They've been caught engaged in assassinations. And they just think this country is their own private whorehouse.
Well, you know, and unfortunately, our elected officials are allowing them to get away with it. You know, we need to, you know, get back our country. And remember always, Alex, that we, the people, when this country was formed, we were supposed to be the priority. It was supposed to be a country of citizens first, government second. But it's not that way today. Government is number one, and we citizens fall by the wayside because everything is directed towards the government, to the survival of the government.
Governor, I know you've been busy shooting, but earlier in the week, Top Secret USA came out, two-year Washington Post investigation, 850,000+ private corporate chiefs. That's close to a million, with the highest level security clearance there is. And the Washington Post described it as a complete takeover of society. So we have a private corporate system that's giving itself government power, just running completely roughshod. And they admit that their plan is to end the freedom on the Internet as we know it.
I said that probably about 10 years ago. I said the Internet right now is the only thing where you can, you know, have total freedom on there. But I said, rest assured, the government will put high priority on getting control of the Internet because that's the one place you can go to, supposedly, and have freedom. And they're not going to allow that. You know, more and more I'm seeing our country becoming under the thumb of corporate America, not even, well, it's like, you know, it came out in the article that I said, I now am very clear on why we're in Afghanistan, Alex. It has nothing to do with terrorism and bin Laden. That's all a big red herring. We're there for the lithium. Did you see that story a month ago where they found $8 billion of lithium over there? I mean, think about it. That runs every cell phone, computer, and soon-to-be electric cars.
Well, you're absolutely.
And we're in Afghanistan is to get the lithium. Now, why won't they just be honest and say that?
Well, they went on to admit that it could be potentially $1 trillion, and that they knew this in reports before they invaded. It's also about the trillions in oil in that region as well.
Right. You know, and that's the reason we're there. All this stuff on terrorism, and put it this way, terrorists are like a motorcycle gang. You know, they're out there. Yes, they do exist, and there is a possibility that you can run into them, very minute. But they are not what this government is making us believe. They are not like the Nazi army. They are not like the Japanese army of World War II. They're not a country out there. They're just small groups of criminals that are involved in criminal activity, and you have to deal with them. But to put our country, they're an excuse to put our country under lock and key and take our rights away from us.
Absolutely, and every major technology firm out there is getting massive government contracts to spy on the American people. They've completely butchered the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And all these groups have the motive for the terror. They stand to gain from it. Did you see the Financial Times of London with one of Obama's advisors, Robert Shapiro, saying guys, print that quote for me, that if Obama doesn't have an Oklahoma City or 9/11 soon, his political days are numbered.
Well, how would Oklahoma City or 9/11 help him?
To be blamed on domestic groups, to be blamed on the American people.
Is that, you know, I fully expect within 10 years that we're going to have national ID cards and you're going to have to show them to go state to state.
Oh, they're already saying that we've got a national ID card and they do want you to have it for anything. Governor Jesse Ventura is our guest, host of the hit television program conspiracy theory. I'm Alex Jones. InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are our websites. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Is your debt problem a ticking time bomb? Thanks to a new financial consumer relief program designed in response to the economic crisis facing millions of Americans, you don't have to wait until it's too late to defuse your debt. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card bills and are struggling to make minimum payments, get ready to take down this number for free information that could potentially save your home, the lifestyle you're accustomed to, and your family's financial well-being. But don't wait. Studies show that if most debt problems are confronted directly, beneficial settlements, manageable monthly payments and quick restoration of credit are more easily attained, potentially saving you thousands of dollars in interest charges, fees, and unpaid debt. Don't procrastinate. Call now for your free information and begin putting your economic house in order today. To qualify for this program, you must have $10,000 in credit card debt. Call the American Debt Associates at 800-876-2966. 800-876-2966. Again, 800-876-2966.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Attention, this is a special alert to all Americans who owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes and dramatically lowering amounts owed. Due to the financial crisis in America, the IRS has announced a leniency plan in recognition of consumers' financial troubles in today's economy. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, an open phone line has been established by American Tax Settlement for you to call and see if you qualify for a reduction by up to 75%. Number to call is 800-902-6969. Again, the IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers who owe back taxes in response to the decline in today's economy. If you are struggling with $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, you now may be eligible for a dramatic reduction by up to 75% and save thousands of dollars. For free information and to see if you qualify, call the open phone line into American Tax Settlement now. 800-902-6969. 800-902-6969. Again, 800-902-6969.
All right, folks, final segment with Governor Jesse Ventura. Don't forget the films now being censored online, the Obama deception, and, of course, Fall of the Republic, available at InfoWars.com. Since I mentioned it, top Clinton official, only a terror attack can save Obama, Financial Times of London. The bottom line here is that Americans don't believe in Obama's leadership, said Shapiro, adding he has to find some way between now and November of demonstrating that he is a leader who can command confidence, and short of a 9/11 event or an Oklahoma City bombing, I can't think of how he can do that. Governor Ventura, is that chilling?
Well, unbelievable. I mean, mean, that they talk about that an event has to take place to have confidence in your president, what, that he can fight a war, that we have the strongest military in the world? We've already proven that. You know, I just find it outrageous that someone would say that and what they'll do for political gain.
Well, it's very brazen. They think we're a bunch of idiots to be talking like that openly. Governor, in closing, let's talk about the issue of the First Amendment and give out that number one more time.
Okay. This is Ken Hawes, and he's the U.S. Army Chief of Public Affairs, and he's the guy that wouldn't allow me. And in the letter to Michelle Bachmann, it said his office also stated that he would almost certainly not allow filming at John F. Kennedy's Eternal Flame without the permission of the Kennedy family. So he's saying the Kennedy family has to give permission to film at the Eternal Flame. Wasn't the Eternal Flame to burn eternally for all of us to see it, take pictures of it, and live with it? And then it goes on to say, additionally, Mr. Hawes stated that you were denied in part because of the nature of your television program. Specifically, he stated the topic of your particular episode, which alleges the United States government was directly involved in the assassination of President John F. Kennedy, is contrary to the mission of the United States Army. Now, first of all, Alex, they didn't know what's in my show. My show hasn't aired yet, so they're simply assuming what's in there. And then they're denying me because of the content of the show. John Kennedy was murdered in Dallas, and if you don't go along with the official story, you are not allowed to film at his eternal flame. If you do go along with the official story, maybe then they'll let you. We didn't ask that. But again, his name is Ken Hawes. His phone number is 310-235-7621. Once again, 310-235-7621. And I'd love for all real Americans to give this guy a call and give him a piece of your mind on who in the hell he thinks he is.
Well, Governor Jesse Ventura, if we don't hang together, we'll certainly hang separate, as Benjamin Franklin said. Separately on this issue, though, you said that Michelle Bachmann, the congresswoman from your state, is very upset about this. We need to have an investigation, or, I mean, pretty soon the military will tell us how to wipe our noses.
Exactly, and what's the military doing inside our country telling us things like that? The U.S. military is supposed to protect us, not from ourselves. They're supposed to protect us from foreign invasion or foreign powers. But it seems they're becoming too much involved internally in our country, which I think, Alex, is part of the plan.
And your book covers a lot of this. It's so jam-packed, American Conspiracies. And incidentally, it's available at InfoWars.com. You get a free film of your choice when you get the book, American Conspiracies, at InfoWars.com. It just covers basically all the key issues. I think it's Jesse Ventura's best book and is a New York Times top 10 bestseller. We've only got about 2 minutes left, Gov. So much is happening, but it sounds like this second season is even more adventure and action-packed than the last one.
I think it's going to be. It certainly is being more adventurous in doing it. I guess we were under the radar the first year we did it, but now it's aired on TV. So we've obviously gotten the attention of the United States government. There's no doubt about that.
And what, 8 to 10 episodes this season?
Yeah, 8 for sure and possibly 10. We're doing 8 for sure. We've almost completed half of them now. So half of them are just about ready to go into the editing room and be put together into a final form. And then we got the other 4 to do before October. And it should be on the air, I'm guessing, around mid-October sometime.
Well, Governor,
That is, Alex, unless Mr. Hawes has something to say about it. I'm sure if they ask for his input, my show will be censored and not allowed on television.
Well, what is the Army involved in what views of American citizens, much less a former governor, is?
I don't know. You tell me. To me, they're overreaching their bounds dramatically, and this Ken Hawes guy should be relieved of whatever his duty is.
Well, we talked last time, a month or so ago, about an awakening. I am seeing an awakening, so I hope the pendulum starts really swinging against all this tyranny.
Me too. Alex, I got to run. You take care, and I'll keep in touch, and I'll let you know anything else that goes on.
All right, Governor Jesse Ventura, thanks for keeping us abreast of the situation. Thanks for defending the First Amendment. Take care.
Okay. Goodbye, Alex.
All right, there goes Governor Jesse Ventura, about to go do a big interview on his JFK investigation. We appreciate him contacting us and giving us this exclusive breakdown of what's going on with the production. There's a lot more happening behind the scenes, but I'm not at liberty to talk about it. But it'll be coming out on the TV show in the fall. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com. Or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit WindBluePower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from WindBluePower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at WindBluePower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at WindBluePower.com. That's WindBluePower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Friends, for the next hour, joining us from Pakistan is Lieutenant General Hamid Ghul. You've seen the mainstream media say that he's, quote, quarterbacking and commanding all the attacks on our forces in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Of course, from my research, this is not the case. He was the big hero, the Pakistani general, the head of the ISI, who led the attacks against the Soviet invasion. And let me read over his bio, then he'll be with us for the next hour. Hamid Ghul was commissioned to the Pakistani Army in 58. He was an Armored Corps 19 Lancers tank commander in major battles on the front with India in 1965. During 72 to 76, he directly served under another top general as battalion commander when General Zia was the GOC, 1st Armored Division, and commander of the 2nd Corps. It goes on, Ghul was promoted to Brigadier General in 1978 and steadily rose to be commander of the 1st Armored Division in 1980. Ghul was then sent to the GHQ as the DG Military Intelligence under a top general, who then nominated him as the ISI chief, succeeding another general in March of 1987. He was later replaced by ISI commander by Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto in May of 1989. He was then transferred to commander of the Second Corps. In this capacity, General Gull conducted the Zarb-e-Moam military exercise in November and December of 89, the biggest Pakistani armed forces show of muscle since 71 Indo-Pakistan War until now. So he's been a frontline commander and, of course, a general and the head of Pakistani intelligence. And I won't go any further. I've got a huge laundry list of things to talk about with the general. 2 years ago when they had the Mumbai attacks, he came on the show and said that evidence shows it was staged by British, Israeli, U.S. intelligence. It's now come out in the Chicago Tribune with the headline that U.S. agent was the head of that attack. The head of Indian intelligence also said the West led the false flag attack to blame it on Pakistan and to get Pakistan and India fighting again. That's how they play them off against each other. Hamid Ghul has also questioned the official story of 9/11. He's also going to give us his expert take on why the U.S. is, quote, failing in its war in Afghanistan. And he joins us now for a full hour. Lieutenant General Hamid Ghul, thank you for joining us.
And thank you. My greetings to all your audience, please.
Why did you agree to come on this broadcast, General?
Well, basically because my version is not going out to America. I have been denied the visa to travel to America. And these people would not let me into America because they're afraid that I will speak the truth. People will listen to the truth, and then they would find out that these people have made a mess of the American plans. They are actually deceiving their own people. The American generals are failing. The American intelligence is a disaster. And they know that I will speak in their idiom, and because I worked with them, I've done my intelligence course. You did not mention it in my career record. I did an intelligence course in Okinawa when I was a captain under the U.S. Army. And I know exactly where the failings are, and they do not want it exposed. But lately, I was quite concerned because I was on Fareed Zakaria's show, GPS, from 2 weeks back or maybe 10, 12 days back. And also with Becky Anderson, and they cut me out totally. Not Becky Anderson, but Fareed Zakaria, he recorded me for 30 minutes, but he put out only 6 minutes of my version. So that is not fair because I was informed, and especially the things that I said, which were stark realities, and he wanted, obviously, to keep the American people in dark about these things. Failings which are going on in Afghanistan, of the American policy, of the American military generals, they are failing in every possible respect. This is my academic position, and I am prepared to face any general in America, any people in the academia that, look, this is what is going wrong. I am a friend of American people. I criticize their policy, and they think that anyone who criticizes the policy is the enemy. This is totally wrong. This is a misperception. We work together with the CIA. We work together with the Americans. I have a lot of friends there. I respect them. And my advice could also be useful even at this time because nobody understands the Afghan society better than I do because I worked with them. I read their soul. I read their spirit. And I know, I respect those people. I admire their courage and their valor. They have to be your friends. It's period. I'm telling you, you cannot afford to lose Afghanistan as a friendly country. But unfortunately, the way things are going, if they are not handled properly, the future of Afghanistan would be hostile to America, which would neither be in the interest of Pakistan nor in the interest of America and its allies.
But, General, it would be in the interest of the global crime syndicate known as the New World Order that wants to bring order out of chaos, that wants to create crises, that wants to destabilize Pakistan and Afghanistan and ship hundreds of billions of dollars of opium out a year to the streets of America. They think we're so stupid, they admit on Fox News that our troops help grow the opium in Afghanistan now. So the reasons we're there, we're publicly told one thing, but we're actually there for another reason, destabilization. I want you to speak to that and see if you agree. But first, You are live, uncensored. What do you want to tell the American people on more than 80 AM and FM radio stations and the number one internet radio show in the world? What do you want to tell the world about what's really happening in Afghanistan and Pakistan? Because just 3 weeks ago, they finally admitted that they had been lying and that U.S. advisors, troops, and mercenaries, Blackwater and others, have been operating illegally inside Pakistan in what I have analyzed to be a destabilization campaign. What's really going on over there, General?
Well, we know that Blackwater is now operating under the title of Z Worldwide Services, and DenCorp, which is another such organization, they are called the security contractors. This is a fundamental fault. There are 105,000 security contractors, the troopers of the security contractors, operating in Afghanistan alone. And I guess there are no figures available. I think no less than 2,000 are operating inside Pakistan. Now, this is something which ought never have to be done, because the reason is that the professional armies, when they start engaging the services of civilians whose motivation is none other than making money and cashing dollars, then you can expect the kind of results that the Americans are getting. And American people, the taxpayers, they have to shuck out a lot of money. A lot of American blood is going to waste. Now, all this is a disaster, because and now the latest one is the WikiLeaks. In this, again, all the compilation that they have been doing, on which they have been basing their plans, I tell you, it's a disaster. It's an intelligence disaster. Why? Because they have heavily dependent, they have depended on the security contractors for even intelligence gathering. Now, imagine, how can they be such foolish people? I mean, the CIA, the FBI, and all the other, and the to top it all, there is this Task Force 373, which has been indulging in massive civilian casualties. They've been killing people left, right, and center, and every time they have given the information, they have bombed the marriage parties, they have bombed the funeral procession, they have bombed innocent, and they have even bombed the hospitals. So can you imagine that the intelligence based on the information provided by security contractors has resulted in this massive violation of human rights? It has been anti-humanity. It has destroyed everything that American people and American constitution ever stood for. It has defied the spirit of the original charter of American constitution and human rights charter. Everything that you hold so dear to your heart, the American people, they have violated it here in Pakistan and Afghanistan.
General, let me go back to something you said. I'm going to put it in layman terms. You have tens of billions of dollars in no-bid contracts going to DynCorp, going to XZ, formerly Blackwater, Blackwater Worldwide. They have a incentive to want the wars to continue and to be expanded because they're making billions of dollars out of it. So, of course, they're going to give intelligence to blame Pakistan and widen the war. Of course, they're going to give intelligence that targets civilians, knowing that there is the honor code in Pakistan and Afghanistan, just like there was in the past here in America before we lost our souls to a certain extent, that if you kill somebody's wife or children, they are going to kill you or die trying to kill you with this blood honor debt. That's why they continue. And now they admit have the CIA and the Army piloting drones from Virginia, and they are killing, quote, in fact, guys, search this term, no name terrorist. If someone has a gun, when everybody has guns over there, it's, you know, so-called free country like America used to be, and they are killing innocent people, knowing it's going to stir them up and make them mad, so they fight back. Then they can call them terrorists. Then they can expand the war. Then the contractors can make more money.
Precisely, Alex. This is exactly, you have painted it so beautifully and so vividly, there could not be a better explanation. This honor code is as old as the Afghan society itself. I mean, it runs through their blood for past 5,000 years. and this is called Pakhtunwali. Pakhtunwali is an honor code. This evokes even stronger sentiments than the religion. Therefore, these people are not going to forgive all this, and I am afraid that we will have lost this region forever to America, to the West, and this will not be good for us. I agree. I think it is still time that we redress the situation, and some sense is driven into the heads which seem to be totally blocked to or impervious to any kind of sensible suggestion. But I think we must keep on trying. I think this is the last lap and in which we are now going, and this struggle is going to end in a very big disaster for American reputation, for their honor, for their self-respect, and we don't want to have this done. I can assure you, I genuinely am telling this because American people are such noble people. Sometimes they say they are so gullible and they are so innocent that this borders on being criminally innocent. Because of their innocence, we are suffering. We are suffering for no rhyme or reason at all, but because American people's gullibility, their innocence is exploited by their leaders, that is why we suffer and they suffer as well. So I think this is time now we redress the situation.
Well, General, as you know, this is the divide-and-conquer British model. You had Mohammad Mossadegh, somewhat secular, pro-Western, but he wanted to build up Iran and keep some of their own money. So they used radical Muslims to overthrow him. Then they put the Shah in and double-crossed the Muslims. Then the same thing with the Serbs. They used the Albanians to break up southern Serbia. Same thing with Saddam. They put him in power. They have him overthrow the Baathists. They put him in power. They have him attack Iran. Then they tell him invade Kuwait. Then they set him up. Now they've set up sectarian Sunni Shiite violence. Everything is to break down and destabilize your countries. I mean, so there is a rhyme and reason to this. It's just so cold-blooded and so evil, the average person cannot grasp it.
Yeah, that's right, Alex. I think American policymakers have, for their own reason, I don't know. I have not been able to fathom that as yet. But they have allowed the old British, mischievous mind to lead American policymaking by the nose. And I can tell you, I know them, I worked with them, I did my staff course there in Camberley in the UK, and I know them inside out. They are extremely jealous of America. They do not want to see America flourish. Inside their heart, they want to pull their leg. They make fool of them, and they talk about it. They have coined jokes for the Americans. So this has to be done away with. That is fundamental. The other power, which for its own reason, and those are very mischievous reasons, that is Israel. And Israel now is joined in by the Indians, unfortunately. So together they form the club. That club is, you can call it the extra or ultra imperial club. This imperial club is responsible for a lot of problems in the world. And American people are exploited. They are the most innocent people on God's earth. But they are exploited to the hilt for that implementation of their dark impulse and their dark agenda, which is only a handful of people. There is a clique only, in my assessment, who are indulging in this exercise.
General, let's get into WikiLeaks. I noticed day one that what the media focused on out of 90-plus thousand documents were documents, battlefield reports, as you said, fed by private contractors, classically unreliable, completely unreliable. It's like going to the devil, you know, for the truth. And it all points at Pakistan. It all points at you. It says that Hamid Ghul, here's the quote, is quarterbacking, this is the Washington Post, is quarterbacking direct attacks against U.S. forces in Afghanistan and Pakistan.
This is diabolical nonsense. And if this is the kind of intelligence that America is basing its policies on in this region, then God help America. Because this is totally false, it's fabricated, and I tell you, who are the elements involved in it. One, the Afghan intelligence, and good luck that Amarullah Saleh, who was an old communist, who was heading the intelligence setup of Afghanistan, and the intelligence service there in Afghanistan is still infested by the old communist diehards. And they have an axe to grind, especially against me as a person, because I was responsible in part for their ouster from Afghanistan, from their ouster from power. Then the Indians have joined up with them, and they also have things to settle with Pakistan. They want to destabilize Pakistan. They're sitting on our back with the, under the shadow of America, and they're stabbing Pakistan, an ally, a friend of America. We have been friend not now, but we have been friend right through the days of Cold War, ever since Mr. Dulles, Foster Dulles, he framed the policy of befriending Pakistan. We have been a very loyal friend of America. And we have given huge sacrifices to uphold that friendship. But unfortunately, the Indians would have us put down completely. And they would want Pakistan to be subservient to India. This is not acceptable to people of Pakistan. Now, this is how WikiLeaks has been giving. Of course, there are only 180 reports which, with regard to Pakistan and my person. 8 times I have been mentioned in this. But I said to the CNN also, for heaven's sake, if you think that a 74-year-old general retired some 18 and a half years ago from the army and left ISI 21 years ago, if he's still responsible for defeating America in Afghanistan, which is inevitable because America is now, they have to countenance with defeat in Afghanistan. There is no way, and I will speak about it professionally at a later stage if you ask me. So if they are going to record it in history, in the history books, what are the American future generations going to read? That the mightiest power ever in the history of the mankind was defeated with the help of a retired 74-year-old general living in his house, a retired life. I mean, this would be shameful. They would be ashamed of it. Let the future generation not be ashamed. Speak the truth that you have failed. You have failed because your own policymakers have not come up with the recipes that were required. Your own generals would not measure up to the task that was given to them. So why don't you accept the failure rather than rub the blame on somebody else and start finding scapegoats and those two scapegoats which would not sell in the market? Please, for God's sake, as far as I am concerned, I can tell you my future generation will be proud that he was responsible not only in defeat of one superpower, but in defeat of another superpower also. But that's not the case. I don't want America to be defeated there. I want them to exit Afghanistan gracefully. I don't want them to get involved into a running fight in Afghanistan like they did in Vietnam. Why don't they learn their lesson? And in Vietnam also, it's not too far back in history, General Westmoreland, he was an utter failure. And he was such a big hero. He was being cast in the image of a hero. And he kept on demanding more and more troops. In the end, he had something like 556,000 troops, over 500,000 troops. And what did you do? I mean, they ran out from Vietnam. Why could they not have thought of it earlier on? And similar situation now confronts them in Afghanistan. So it's from my point of view, being a friend of America, I want that Americans should go out gracefully, leaving behind them a friendly Afghanistan. And it is possible. I can tell you it is doable. It is still doable. But tomorrow it may not be doable. Today it is doable from my point of view. As I assess the situation, it is doable. It is doable that Afghan society is allowed to evolve slowly into a modern society. That
okay.
is also doable.
General,
the way they are going, I think there will be no option left but to cut and run out of Afghanistan.
General, we just skipped that break, but some stations may have gone to it. We're talking to Lieutenant General Hamid Ghul, former head of Pakistani intelligence. And I want to get more into WikiLeaks. I want to go back to the Mumbai attack because you joined us a few years ago, just a few weeks after that tragic event, and you fingered Western intelligence for staging it to stir up enmity between India and Pakistan. and as a pretext to bring U.S. forces covertly into Pakistan. We now know that was the case. I want to show viewers mainstream news here in the United States, including the Chicago Tribune and others, admitting that, quote, the head of that attack was a U.S. agent, and explain to people why they do this. But first, let's get into a basic boil down from your military expertise and expert on the region, what the real policy, what the real objective has been by the United States being used by these globalists inside your country and bordering Afghanistan. A, what are they really doing there? What's their real aims versus their public aims? B, what has really happened in the 8 years of occupation? And C, where all this is going?
Yeah, 9 years of occupation now. 9 years of this dirty war, which has been going on for a wrong purpose, at a wrong time, in a wrong place. Now, what is the real? The declared or the stated goal of the war was to disperse Al-Qaeda to catch Osama bin Laden. And now, lately, President Obama has come up with a new formulation, and that says that we have to reverse the momentum of Taliban. And who are Taliban? Taliban are resistance fighters. They are the Mujahideen of the old. I mean, they are the same people, or their sons and wards, who fought against the Soviet Union. And they are fighting for the same reason as they were fighting against the Soviet Union at that time. What is that reason? That reason is to protect their way of life. Whatever it is, you may not agree with that way of life, but the point is, as you are jealous of protecting your way of life, they are jealous of protecting their way of life. The other is liberation, because they look upon the Americans and the Allied forces as the occupation forces. And so they want to liberate. They will not settle for anything less than that. So really, you are fighting the Afghan nation. Do you want to reverse the momentum of the Afghan nation? Is it achievable? In my opinion, it is not achievable. It is not worth it. It is, first of all, it is not proper. It is not morally correct that you should be trying to straitjacket a nation, and as a nation as proud as the Afghans, in certain mold that you have visualized for them. This is immoral, this is incorrect, and it is not achievable. So the real aim, the hidden aim, the latent aim, I have been saying that before also, that was basically A, for corporate America to install itself within the, in the center of the oil-rich area, the resources of the Caspian basin, Caspian Sea basin area, resources of the Middle East. B, to check China from moving into this region. That is the strategic aim. And C, to any new system should not emerge, because they are afraid that their system is a failure, and if any new system based on Islamic principles of egalitarianism, equality, fraternity, and freedom, if these principles are really adopted, then imperial powers will have no place to hide. So really, this was the second, third aim. And fourth one, unfortunately, and very unfortunate for America, is to provide a security shield to the state of Israel. And with that, they want to strengthen India. Now imagine a country as big, as powerful, as enlightened as America should be acting to provide security to somebody else.
General Gould.
For what reason?
General Gould, got a break. Back in 70 seconds. Continue.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.